Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's FM 103.2, available on the web at fm1032.com.au.
Hi, I'm John North from Ambassadors for Christ, and I'm meeting with you at this time of day, as I do each weekday, to take you into the Bible for just a few minutes and spend some time with God together. If you don't know what it means to have a daily quiet time or to spend time with God, it just means that while we need to be praying to God at all times when we encounter various situations throughout our day, still we need that time when we stop and get alone and get quiet with just our Bible in front of us and in our hearts an awareness that God is with us, wanting to meet with us. And we say, Lord, what do you have to say to me? And we start reading in the Bible, and we allow God to speak to us through his word. You'll be reading, and something will just jump out at you, and you know in your heart this is something God is wanting to say to you. And so you begin to respond to him. That's what praying is, responding to what God is saying to you. And you talk back to God and interact with him and allow him to do what he needs to in your heart and mind. Well, we only have a few minutes, but that's what we want to do together today. And all this week we've been talking about setting godly goals in your life and how we need to be aware that when we follow God's leading in our lives, it doesn't mean it's going to be easy. We need to be prepared for opposition and difficulty, but with the awareness that God is going with us through those things and will carry us through them, even when we encounter bitter, difficult people or situations, that God can take us through that in order to help us accomplish what he's leading us to do in our lives. Today I want to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Last week we read verse 24, "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win." And then I want to look today, though, at verse 25, the next verse, which says, "And everyone who competes in the games," like the Olympic Games, "everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. They then do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. Therefore I run in such a way as not without aim. I box in such a way as not beating the air, but I buffet my body and make it my slave, lest possibly after I have preached to others, I myself should be disqualified." Well, self-control, self-discipline. Everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. If you just lie around on the couch and eat your junk food and sweets, you're not going to do very well when marathon time comes. No, self-control. It's an absolute essential for the Christian life. And do you know that the Bible tells us that self-control is one of the fruit of the Spirit? The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and the last one named is self-control. And so if you find yourself unable to have self-control and discipline in your life, to some degree there's personality involved. Some people's personality is much more disciplined than others. But in the areas where you need it, if you cannot achieve self-control, it's an indication that the Holy Spirit is not free to do his work in our lives. And so a good place to start in this area is to go back to the basics. Develop your relationship with the Holy Spirit. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. He wants to use God's Word in your life. Spend time in the Word each day. Listen to what he's saying to you. Respond to it. Obey him. Then you will find the Holy Spirit working in your life, even in this area of self-control. I'm John North.
We hope you enjoyed this FM 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit fm1032.com.au.